Hello there, and welcome to Common Sense Living, the podcast that addresses everyday topics and hopes to provide inspiration for living your life to the fullest. My name is Catherine, and I am your host. Before we begin, I just want to announce that I have my very own website. You can find it by simply typing commonsenseliving.ca. You will be able to find all my content centralized in one place if ever you need a dose of inspiration. Now, as you all already know, I recently participated in writing an article for the Positively Planted Journal. I read my article as well as Courtney's article in previous episodes, but I thought I would give credit to the other amazing writers who contributed to this journal as well. I will be featuring a new blogger every day of this week and give you a little insight into who they are. Also, if you prefer listening to your articles instead of reading them, you've come to the right place. Our next blogger showcase comes from Lo of Be Thoughtful. Lo is the creator, writer, and illustrator of Be Thoughtful and ThoughtfulLife.com. Her goal is to inspire human connection with challenges and share insight on ways to be a more thoughtful person. When you are thoughtful, you create a space that can be full of joy, full of connection, full of positive feelings, and every single one of us has the power to be a positive influence in our relationships through open communication. Let's share what matters most. Let's be thoughtful. So, without further ado, let's get into her article. A stranger in her own home offered her a connection. The gentleman noticed she was alone, and instead of turning the other way, like so many of his co-residents did, he acted. He was thoughtful. "Come join me," he told her. "That moment changed my life," she told me. We need to remember that we are all going through something. We need to remember to be kind and understanding of one another. We need to be able to look outside of ourselves and realize the power we have. The power we have to touch lives, the power to change lives, to create lives. Be thoughtful, Lo. All right, now I want to give a little bit of my insight into Lo's article. Funny enough, I had a very similar experience to this, maybe about a week ago or just the start of this week. And it's funny that situations like this often take us by surprise. As you all pretty much know, I'm a receptionist at a design and architecture company, and I'm very happy at my job. However, I was very used to being alone and eating alone and have lived a mostly solitary life. So I've had to learn to be on my own since I was an only child, and I learned to thrive just being by myself. Join Me by Be Thoughtful. A few years ago, I was volunteering at an LGBTQ senior center when a lovely older transgender woman by the name of Joni walked in the door. It was Joni's first day at the center, and like most people, she was a bit nervous. The senior community at the center is very tight, and as a newbie, she felt alone. A couple days later, she was standing alone in the lobby, and a gentleman approached her. He asked her to come have a coffee and sit with him in the dining hall. That was all it took. Joni was quite shy and a little bit intimidated on her first day at the senior center. She didn't really know anybody, and she didn't really want to reach out in case anybody thought that she was a nuisance. But the fact that somebody did extend their hand and showed her an act of kindness changed her day, and acts of kindness could even go as far as changing your life. So being thoughtful really is one of the most important things to do if we want to make a difference. However, since COVID is still happening, I was waiting outside a bakery and I saw one of my coworkers. She's relatively new. She started maybe 2 months ago or 2 months before the pandemic hit, which is less time than the usual probationary period. And I had a bad feeling that maybe some assistance would be fired from my company because of the pandemic. Luckily, she was one of the ones who still had a job after the pandemic, and I was really happy about that because she was a nice person. However, she saw that I was alone and she was alone, and she took that first step and she asked me, "Do you want to have lunch with me?" And I said yes, and I had no idea just how that would change my life. At first, I felt a little uncomfortable saying yes because I was so used to being alone, but I realized that it was a really life-changing and different experience for me have a lunch buddy, it felt like I was a part of something, and I found somebody that I could trust and talk to, and so I look forward to my lunches after that. I always did when I was alone, but I'm alone as a receptionist all day, so it was nice to have somebody to talk to break the silence, and just to chat with and laugh with. And I think that we could all kind of agree that we have been in situations that scared us, and we were scared of really opening up to people or even making the first move, like Joni in Lo's article. Thank you once again for listening and supporting the show. The best way to listen to this show is on Spotify under Common Sense Living. You could also listen to my podcast on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts now. So check it out if you haven't already. You could also follow me on Instagram and LinkedIn, both at common_sense_living. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to send me an email, which will be in the episode description. As I mentioned, I have my very own website, so take a look and let me know what you think. Also, if you like this article, be sure to check out Lo's content at BeThoughtful, full spelled with F-U-L-L, instead of just the one L, on Instagram. Also, be sure to check out Courtney's content and journal at _positivelyplanted on Instagram, where she published her Positively Planted journal just last week. You could find more articles on positivity, self-love, and various other subjects to help you live your life to the fullest. Thank you once again for joining me. Tune in the rest of this week for your daily dose of positivity from the other writers of the Positively Planted journal. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow.